Hi, today we will be talking about business analytics and digital transformation. By now you would have already understood what business analytics means and how it helps in solving business problems. Digitization, as everyone knows, is a very important aspect and it is an important attribute with respect to every business. So we will be understanding how these two things go hand in hand. Some of the most common technique of analytics involves descriptive, prescriptive and predictive analytics. To summarize these three, we have to understand them one by one. First of all, descriptive stats. Descriptive stats is wherein you have the data available to you and then you try to understand what it is directly telling you. As an example, if you see that these are the five products that you sell and these are the average value that you achieve against each and every product. This is what your descriptive stats is telling you. Then you have a prescriptive stats or prescriptive analysis. In prescriptive analysis, you try to give prescriptions by using the descriptive stats and other techniques. As an example, you saw that there are four regions and out of those four regions, three regions are performing good while one other region is performing bad. This is your descriptive stats information. Now you will be suggesting that there are certain set of products which are performing very well in other three regions, but it is not performing in the same way in the fourth region. There might be a different likeliness on this product with respect to this product in the fourth region. So instead of using the same product in the same region, we should update it with the likeliness of the consumer behavior. This is a prescription analytics wherein you are giving a suggestion on what can be done. Then there is a predictive analytics where the objective is to understand what will be the future output. As an example, if we understand that there are 100 consumers and out of those 100 consumers, how many of the customers can actually come during a certain period and shop with you? If you are able to identify that who are most probable customer to come and shop with you, you are actually doing a prediction of who can come and shop with you and who has a less chances of shopping with you. The collection and organization of data analytics is tied with the digital organization and digital transformation components, such cloud computing and the Internet of the Things. Across the board, enterprise in all industries and of different sizes can greatly benefit from data analytics. Data by itself really does not provide any immediate assistance, but it gives you a power. It gives you an understanding of how things are moving. Digital transformation begins and ends with how you think about, how you engage with the customers, and how you pitch your customers. You have a chance to reimagine on how to do business, how to engage your customers more appropriately, how to use digital technology to improvise your consumer behavior or to improvise your business performances. Thinking, planning, and digitally setting your agile flexibility and technological aspects which can help you to grow. Before we deep dive into digitization, let's first understand the difference between digitization, digitalization, and digital transformation. Digitization is the move from analog to digital world. So basically, we are trying to improvise on the collection part. Finding and sharing information become much easier when your data is digitized or your things are digitized. Computer operating systems were even designed around icons or file folders to feel familiar and less intimidating to new users. So basically, when we have a bit of understanding of the icon, we take it as a more personalized matter. Digital data was exponentially more efficient for business than analog. As an example, let's suppose you have all the icons on your desktop in exactly same file format. Sometimes it becomes difficult for you to understand which folder denotes what thing. But if in case you change those icons, let's suppose there are your certain personal icons which you transform by your image. There are certain some other different type of icons which you transform basis the type of work that you do in those folders. Such changes of icons can actually improve you in utilizing those GUI interface, and ultimately you will be using it in a more efficient manner. Digitization is using digital data to simplify your work. You are actually improvising and simplifying things, and you are making things more understandable. Digital transformation actually helps you with creating a better customer experience and better customer experience. Every tool these days is using the power of digital transformation to leverage the opportunity of understanding their consumers better. What are all the things that you can do using digital transformation? It becomes an important thing to understand. A key element of digital transformation is understanding the potential of the technology. To give you one simple example, let's try to understand how technology utilizes your information to improvise your output. As an example, when you go to an Amazon website or Amazon app, you look for certain products. When you are going through those products, you are actually picking those products. You are seeing the sizes, you are seeing the type of the product that you are that they are offering, you are seeing the discounts, and you are only focusing on certain type of products. Now, when next time you will be coming back to Amazon app, if in case you have done the shopping completely, then Amazon knows that you like this product. If in case you left the product in the cart, Amazon knows that you like the product, but you left it somewhere. There could be n number of reasons. Either you didn't wanted to spend money on that product, or there was a payment failure, or you changed your mind, or you have kept it among your favorites, you liked it, but you want to take some time in finalizing the product. Now, since it is a digital world, you have left your footprints over there, and Amazon can utilize it and can improvise the output or can improvise the sales with respect to the understanding of how you have performed on the app. If in case you have added the cart, they will push you to buy the product. Like, they will show you the ads everywhere on Google or on any other website that this is the product that you were looking for and this is available on Amazon. You can still complete finishing the product. You can still complete the payment of the product. Or when you will log into the app, they will first populate that this is the product available in your cart and you have still kept it in the cart, and there are chances that it will go away or it will stock out, or there are chances that it will the price of this product will be increased. It will pressurize you to buy the product. Now they know that you like the product and you will buy it at any cost. If in case they try to put a flavor of price rise, they might end up completing the transaction. So this is how digital world utilizes your information. They also try to improvise your customer experience by personalizing the stuff. As an example, if I am shortlisting certain product on Amazon app, I will see a different type of product every time I log in. My friend logs in to the app and he will see different type of products on the same app. That is because personalization is happening at the back end. Amazon understands that I like certain type of products while my friend likes some other type of products. So he will, or your app will, populate the products accordingly. This is what the power of digital transformation and digitalization with business analytics is. Before understanding the power of digital transformation, let's first understand what exactly is the meaning of becoming digital, or what exactly is the meaning of digital transformation. I'll give you one example. If in case I have a small shop and I sell my product via shop, so this is a static business channel wherein a consumer comes to me and shop with me. But if in case I want to improvise my performances, what I would like to do is I should be present everywhere. So what I will do is I'll try to give an option to my consumer that if in case you call on this number, you can still book the product. Now I will improve a little bit of business, but still it's a long way to go for me to for going into digital transformation. Now what I'll try to do is I'll create a website via which user can actually log in and book the product which I will deliver from my shop. Now this is what the digital transformation means. I have moved into a digital channel. Now people have more flexibility to book the product from my shop. People have more understanding on what are the products that they can buy from me, and I have a better outreach. Now I also launched an app via which people can reach me. Now I increased my business ways. Now I am present on the website, I am present on the app, I have a store. That basically means I have an omni-channel presence. Omni-channel presence basically means I am present on multiple channels. Now each of these channels can contribute to some of my sales, and presence and omni-channel actually help me leverage out more sales from more consumers. To adapt your business to leverage digital transformation, we have to understand what is possible with digital transformation. Let's try to understand few of the scenarios. Actually, progressive companies embrace social media. You would have seen that Facebook's, Google, or YouTube or Instagram, they have certain ads getting populated over there because they are digital platforms. Now, if in case I want to launch my product and I want to reach to my consumer, what I'll do is, instead of directly going door to door to sell my product, I'll be going to a digital medium. I'll tell Facebook that please keep my ad and paste it to an appropriate group. Now, since Facebook captures your attribute, they will be able to redirect that ad to a proper consumer. Now, there are more chances that this consumer will buy my product. Since I launched my ad or my product on a digital platform, there are higher chances that it will get converted. Now, to make it more convertible, what I'll do is I will tell Facebook that please keep a buy button over there as well. If there is a buy button, they don't need to look for the product here and there. They will simply click on buy now, look for the options, select the size, and will book it. The smoother the process it is for the consumer, it will create more chances for a completed transaction. And when the transaction is completed, it actually means that more sale is going to come. Real transformation comes when you look at all the available technologies and consider how you can adapt your business basis available technologies. There are few drivers in digitization and digital transformation. Modern customer expectations are being driven by largely digital technologies and digital innovations. Especially if in case you are trying to target a population which is of younger age, they are more inclined towards social platforms. Now, if in case you are less engaging on a social platform, you will lose out some of the important sales from these set of young population. The digitally connected world makes it easier for a consumer to look for the options, to shop it, to compare it, and then without any troubles, they can quickly book the product and it can get shipped right at their doorsteps. Digital innovation shapes business across all industries. So if your business is omnipresent, is present on every digital medium and has a good presence on every medium, it always increases the chance of improvisation of sales. Technological innovation can transform your means of production, means of distribution, and even your customer service. You would have noticed that these days, most of the businesses are moving into the WhatsApp. They are creating a self-service WhatsApp bots wherein you ask your queries and they will give you the output. They even have self-service chatbots against which if you ask a query, they will give you an answer. So this is the utilization of digital medium. They can quickly answer your queries. You don't need to wait for longer to call a customer care and then end up getting into a customer care executive who actually is trying to manipulate you or trying to forward you to some other candidate. So this becomes irritated situation for many consumers. But now these self-service bots can answer most of your queries, and utilization of such digital mediums is actually helping the businesses in improvising their business performances. Customers these days are getting digitally mature and are more innovative. 73% of the customer prefer to do business with brands that personalize their shopping. Now, what is the meaning of personalization? To understand the personalization in more detail, you will have to understand how your brand understands you. As an example, if I am logging into a web portal, which is a shopping site, and as soon as I log in, I see the product which I am actually interested in. As an example, let's suppose I am a fitness freak. I like to buy a lot of active wear. I have a small kid at home, and there are certain needs of my wife as well. I might need furniture as well. And as soon as I log in into a website, it starts giving me options related to active wears, which are on high discount, furniture items, which are very, very beautiful and have a comparative price, have few things for my kids, have few things for my wife. So I would understand that these are the things that I need, and this is what this tool is or this portal is showing me. If I see those things on the portal, there are higher chances that I will actually end up buying few of the things. So this is what personalization means. Basically, the portal is displaying what I am looking for. If in case such things happens, then there are more chances that it will be converted into sales. Why are businesses going through digital transformation? That is an important aspect to understand. It is a need of today's world. If in case a business is not digitally present, that business will go away in short span of time, because digital presence is one of the key presence these days. As younger population is more active, it is more handy, it is more useful, and people have less time to go out and shop. So they prefer to shop digitally. Employee empowerment drives digital solutions. There are many things which are completely digitally driven. Digital first employees are connected employees. As an example, you would notice that if you are a working professional, your organization tries to interact with you or connect with you digitally. They have provided you apps so that you can log into the systems, you can remain connected to the company, you can keep continuous information about the company's performances, you can mark your attendance on an app. So all these things are completely changing the way digital acceptance is happening everywhere. Millennials, more than any other subset of the workforce, are proportional of digital first mentality. As we all know that younger population is more prone towards digital because they are into the world where digital hype is happening, and they are more accepted towards the digital transformation. So they want to see digitalization everywhere. And if in case you want to attract such population, such younger population, you have to be present digitally. Digital innovations are transforming industries. The more innovation it is happening everywhere, the more power it is giving to the industries. Artificial intelligence, Internet of Things, cloud analytics, sensors of all sizes, capabilities of transforming manufacturing production, all sectors are having a great benefits from the digital innovations. As an example, earlier there were few set of continuous processes that used to happen manually. 5 people used to do it, and there were more chances of error happening. Now, if they are digitally approved and validated, there will be less number of people who are adopting it, and hence less number of errors on the processes, and hence less time to execute the same things. So such is the acceptance of digital innovations in the corporate culture these days. If in case you are doing digital transformation, it actually means business transformation these days. And if in case you are not accepting the digital transformation in the business, then you are going away as a business, and you are going to go out of the market in a short span of time. So digital transformation is not an easy thing to do. You have to transform whole company, you have to change the mindset, you have to change the hardwares, you have to change the mentalities, you will have to train the people. But all these things and all these efforts are worth doing it, because it is going to drive more activity, more productivity, and hence will be more impactful. Few of the examples of digital transformation that we can see in various sectors are as follows. As an example, let's take an example of marketing activity. There are awesome digital marketing generators and who generates quality leads. They help you get closer to all the customers, and whether they are new to your brand or long time loyalist, you will be able to reach them better. To give you an example, let's suppose you are present digitally on various platforms and you understand that your consumer is always available on certain platforms. Your consumer is available on Twitter. Your consumer is available on Facebook. Your consumer is available on Instagram. Your consumer sees YouTube videos. And you know that most of his time spent is on YouTube. If in case you have a good digital understanding of your consumers, you can actually target your consumer via YouTube. Now you can leverage out that activity, leverage out that information that this is my consumer who is most of the time present on YouTube. I will redirect my ad via YouTube so that I can reach my consumers and ultimately convert more sales. So this is how I can market my activities via the digital mediums. So there are various traditional marketing channels and there are various digital marketing channels. Let's see what are the impact that it can cause if we adopt the newer methodologies or digital methodologies rather than traditional methods to adopt the marketing activities. We have print material to reach to our consumer. Then we have digital materials. Now in both these scenarios, when we are going via digital medium, we have a less cost of print and distribution. We have the ability to score our consumer, to grade our consumer, because if in case we are giving our ad in a newspaper, we will not be able to understand how many of these people actually saw it. But when we post our ad on a digital medium, we will be able to understand that how many consumers are actually seeing the ad. Out of 100 people directed, 20 people actually saw my ad. So my ads ratio is 20%. But in case of print material or newspaper, I have no idea that what percentage of people actually saw the ad. Then print mail campaigns. If in case we do a mail campaign, we send them a mail that this is your letter and we are giving you certain offers, or in other way, we do an email campaign wherein we send them an offer via emails. There is a huge difference between two. First of all, when you have a mail campaign, there are many people who might use it as a waste and they throw it away. But when you are doing an email campaign, you will be able to understand that to how many consumers the email was delivered, to how many consumers these emails were actually opened, and how many of them actually shopped. So if it has a 40% delivery rate and then 20% open rate and then 10% shopping rate, then I know that out of 100 emails sent, 10% of the people actually shopped. But I have no idea how many of the people who received the print copy of emails or of mails actually bought the product from me. So this digital transformation is actually empowering me, because it is giving me a strength of measuring my consumer. Then there are billboard advertising. I place huge bill ads. I place huge prints ads, but I have no idea how many of them are seen. But I did a huge campaign on social media. There I would be able to understand how many people are actually seeing it. And I can actually do personalized targeting by targeting only those consumers who are actually the right consumer for my ad. So this is the way that I can improve my targeted campaign towards certain population on digital medium. Then brick and mortar storefront or website e-commerce site, if in case I have a store and I do certain activities on a store, I will not be able to measure it. But if I have a website where a consumer can come and shop, there I will have their digital footprints. I will know how many consumers came, how many consumers selected the product, how many consumers actually shopped with the discount, how many consumers actually shopped in full amount. So this gives me the power of understanding of my consumers in a better way. I will be able to understand that what percentage of consumers are actually using the particular channel to reach to the final basket. And hence I can analyze it in better way. I can use it in a better way. I can take decisions in a better way if things are digital in nature. There are a few more examples with respect to marketing. As an example, let's suppose I give a loyalty card to my consumer. Now they have a loyalty card and they have a mobile app which is similar in nature. Now, first of all, if I'm giving an app, they just need to download it. I don't need to go through the cost of printing that card, which will involve huge amount of cost. And secondly, if I have generated an app, I can do direct promotion via the app, which can't be possible on a loyalty physical card. Okay, so if there is an app, I can target them better. I can personalize things better. I can give them promotion basis their needs. And hence, there are more chances of increasing the sales with respect to the same consumer. Similar to the marketing, there are other channels as well who can benefit from digital transformation. Like in sales, if I maintain a CRM, I will be able to understand that what channels are generating more sales, or what aspects are generating more sales, and where the inflows are coming, where outflows are coming, which is the activity which is generating more sales. We can also use AI to generate sales. AI can shed light on which sales strategies have proven most effective over time, what are the promotions or the product bundles which are actually working out with respect to my consumer, which are the marketplaces where most of my sales are happening, what my consumer likes, what are the different type of things that they are buying simultaneously, what are the things which can go hand in hand and can be sold to the consumers. Not only sales and marketing, we can also use digital technologies in improvising customer experience or customer service. As an example, these days we have chatbots who give services to us or to consumers. If I'm logging into a banking website and I have a few credit card issue, I can quickly jump into the chatbot of my net banking account and can ask for my problem. It will immediately give me solution that you can log in into this page, you can do this thing. So these are written rules and written set of procedures that has to be followed. The only thing is, as a consumer, I didn't knew about it, but that chatbot that gave me that information. Had it been non-digitalized, in that case, I would have to contact customer care. If in case customer care is uncontactable, I would have to go to bank to solve my problems, and it creates a lot of issues. So with respect to customer service, it becomes important aspect that customer actually is able to get its problem solved in less span of time and have a smooth solving. So under such scenarios, these digitalization aspects helps a lot. With everything from pizza delivery to child care and even fingerprints tagging, all these things have become digital. And because of the digital presence, things are actually improvising and are actually able to solve most of the cases and most of the problems. Social media these days have become a new customer service desk. You would have noticed that most of the people tend to share their feedbacks on the social media platforms. Like if in case they are liking certain services or not liking certain services, they tend to give ratings for the same. If you would have noticed that if in case you are coming out of a restaurant, you would notice that Google will immediately ask you about the feedback for the same place and will give you 5 stars. If in case you shortlist and you select all the 5 stars, that means Google will understand that this is the place that you like and will give show the feedback to other people who are visiting the same place. So these digital mediums have become a new type of sentiment sharing platforms wherein people can understand whether it's a good place to go or a bad place to go. Self-service is a service agent's best friend. The self-service portals are actually helping a lot of people in solving their problems in a very less span of time. If I can access a portal belonging to certain service, I will immediately be getting the answer and will not have to wait for longer to solve my queries. Bringing artificial intelligence into your service organization is a prime example of power of digital transformation. Artificial intelligence is everywhere and is able to solve most of the problems. Now, many manual things which were completely man-driven earlier are now driven by the machines. Deploying chatbots to handle level 1 inquiries also frees up service personnel to spend time on more sensitive areas. Now, if people want to understand the basic things, they don't need a service personnel to solve those problems for them. The chatbot can take care of those things. But if in case there are more complicated cases, then personnel will come in and will solve the issues for the same. In complex cases, even natural language processing techniques helps map the question to the best available expert or to resolve the situation. You would have even noticed that there are many websites wherein if in case you ask any question, they target the most appropriate solution to you. Because they are able to utilize the power of natural language processing, and basis that they are able to map the right answer to the right question, and ultimately you quickly find your answers which you were looking from a long time. Few examples of digital transformation across industries are, let's take them one by one. First of all, banking. Banking has radically transformed digital technologies. They have ATM machines via which you can quickly get your money out. You can quickly get your statements. You can change your PIN. You can also go to net bankings, and from where you can completely convert all your transactions via online mediums. You don't even need to go to the banks now. You can control all your activities online. This is the power of digital medium, and because of this, more consumers can do more activities and can hence improvise banking in improvising on the profit part. As an example, let's suppose if I'm doing a FD today and I have to go to the bank to do a fixed deposit, it will take a lot of time. So I will say that I will have to take out time to go to the bank to convert my money into a FD, and hence I might not go for the same. But if in case this facility is available online, I will quickly log in into my net banking, will do a fixed deposit via the amount that I have, and it is done. The advantage of this is now the bank is quickly able to take my money and utilize it for the further loan purpose or any other activities via which they can earn the money. And if they can earn the money, they will share a sum of the amount to me, they will share or pass on a certain amount to me. Now the benefit as a consumer for me is I saved my time, and I am actually getting few more money out of the same amount because I converted it into a fixed deposit. And for the bank purpose, they are able to give more loans to more people because they have secure money saved with them. In retails, many activities are transforming into a digital activity. As an example, earlier there were loyalty cards, but now there are e-cards or apps or e-discounts or e-coupons via which they can target their consumers. They are able to experiment via various Internet of Things activities or technologies. Insurance these days are able to capture your information completely. So via their web and app, they can target you. If in case they know your birthday, they can give you promotional discounts right near to your birthday. As an example, an insurance companies know, as an insurance company, they would know that your term insurance amount will increase as soon as your birthday goes and your age increases. So what they will do is, they will, since they have all the information and they have digital mediums, they will try to target you just before your birthday and will try to convince you for buying the term insurance, because you have to pay comparatively less amount as compared to when you will actually have your birthday and your age will increase. So such type of activities actually turn up huge customers and make them buy term insurances, and because of this, the insurance business can get more money out of the similar set of consumers. It's not just about updating IT systems and apps. It's a cultural shift. You have to change your mindset to get adapted to the new things which are outside and which are being adopted everywhere. It's a completely new world, a new type of business, a new type of scenarios, a new type of interaction with the consumer, a new type of product offerings, and new way of doing business. Small businesses, even those just getting off the ground, can leverage digital transformation and adopt this mindset to utilize it in a profitable manner. To give you an example, if in case there are digital platforms available, as an example, you have YouTube, you can create your own channel and can get popular. Earlier, everything was restricted to few of the people who had the power, who had the money, who could create a movie out of the money available to them. But now, no such thing is required. You just need to log into YouTube. You can adopt the video that you created via your smartphone. And if it is popular, you are actually popular just by using a normal digital medium. This is what is happening in the outside world these days. You basically have to deal with how to digitally transform your business. There are signs that a business needs a proper digital transformation, and if they are ignored, your business can seriously be impacted because of those things. To see what are the things which are basically giving a sign that your business needs a digital transformation, you would have to see few of the aspects, like you're not getting the referral that you used to get. Your business is not getting same type of consumers as it was getting earlier. The repeat business isn't repeating like it used to do. There are tried and true promotions and they are no longer generating leads. Earlier they were very good in generating leads, but now leads have reduced. There are cross departmental complaints which are mounting. Your technology systems feel old. Your technology is completely outdated. A digital transformation strategy is a business transformation strategy. Not only you will be changing the hardware interfaces, you will be changing the complete business, you will be changing the complete processes, you will be changing the hardware, you will be changing the mindset, you will be enhancing the population, employee population that you have, you will be updating and upgrading the systems that you have, you will be introducing so many new things into the business, and you will be opening many new doors for your businesses. Even for the small business, how small business leaders can think about a digital transformation strategies, they have to start with an internal assessment on how to identify gaps, where are the problems, and what are the key areas where they need to focus upon. What is their biggest problem and what is their key for the survival in the business? If you consider outside help in mapping a digital transformation strategies, there are consultants, there are partners who actually helps you in various ways. They can identify the problems in your businesses, identify the gaps in the businesses. They can identify that how transformation is happening outside while what exactly is happening inside your business, and then can guide you accordingly. So there are huge consultants and partners who can actually do this activity for your business. If in case you try to adopt to or you try to bring in a partner or a consultant to create a roadmap for you, then you can get more better suggestions. When you are trying to upgrade your business model, your focus is more on what exactly happens inside. when you are introducing a partner, you will also get a picture that what exactly is happening outside. And together, knowing that you know your business well, they know the what exactly is happening outside, you can create a collaborative roadmap via which a business can completely be transformed into and can adapt more digital acceptance. If in case you take business alone or without taking any consultancies efforts or without actually discussing it with other, then you are taking decisions in vacuum. The problem with this is you get deprived of many new learnings. If in case you have a good understanding of few things, then it's good. Otherwise, you will miss a lot of information which is available to the outside world. And actually, if in case such things are happening into your business, you are actually missing out a lot of opportunities with respect to the transformation that you are going to introduce in your company. There are few set of common mistakes in your digital transformation framework that has to be adopted. One of the biggest, easiest to make mistake that businesses make is investing in a bunch of different technologies that don't integrate. Let's suppose I don't have any idea but I want to do digital transformation. And what I will do for the first thing is I'll buy out a lot of technologies. I will go for artificial intelligence application, will go for cloud-based systems, and will introduce everything all by once. Now the problem is all things might not integrate that well or might not go hand in hand that well, and that will impact my business in a huge sense. Without proper plan of such activities can actually create an adverse impact on my business. So it has to be properly planned and structured, and the transformation should have to be done step by step, validating and verifying each and every activity that involves transformation. There has to be bridges to connect your data, your employees and your customers. If in case these points are not getting connected, you might lose out a lot of things in your business. The most effective solution is to bridge data silos. There should not be any isolated data anywhere. And you have to pull all information into a central space rather than a completely starting over. Once everything is at a central space, it will become more visible to everybody. And when it is available to everybody, everybody will try to convert it into a more insightful and useful workaround for the same data. By far, we understood that what is the importance of digitalization in the data, why digital transformation is extremely important, why omnichannel presence is a key activity for every business these days, and how analytics is actually used in different digital related activities like personalization, like creating a product strategies, like mapping a product with another product, like creating product bundles, like identifying the appropriate consumer for your business. So to summarize, data analytics is often the driving force for those organizations embarking on digital transformation. Information is a critical enterprise asset, but it's still in the early adoption phase. Finding and sharing information become much easier once it had been digitized. Digital transformation is actually business transformation. All digital transformation starts with the move from analog to digital world. Taking information off to a paper and putting it into a digital system. Digital information is a complete business transformation. It's actually a cultural shift, a complete mindset shift, and a reimagining of all of your company's processes and ways of doing things. I hope you understood how digital analytics and digitalization goes hand in hand and why digitalization becomes an extremely important aspect of every business. Hope you learn all these things. Thank you very much.